The play-by-ear hoax. Hoax is a big word in playing by ear. Yeah, I play a little piano. Doesn't mean much in most cases. We wore out an already worn-out piano in my grandma's basement playing chopsticks. My sister Marjorie played heart and soul, and to me, she was the queen of the keys. We were real young. I didn't get it. A lot of people feel that way when they're older but can't quite put their finger on it. How'd you learn to do that? They'd ask someone who sounds good to them. Picked it up here and there, yada yada, they say. But your vision is easily skewed by someone that may only know that one song, a remnant from past lessons that they parade around when they get a chance. It's a good thing. Everybody loves praise, and getting it when you play is a nice exchange of emotions. Playing something well will always get applause, no matter how bad it actually might be. Most of the audience is clueless to what music really is. With no bass, their vision is really skewed. What you think is great may not be. As an example, at the Christmas show, a woman flowed her passion through playing Let There Be Peace on Earth with an arrangement that brought the Teller Elementary School audience to a lively ovation. After the show, I spoke with her and discovered that that was really the only song she knew, and that's typical. Put someone to the real play-by-ear test and see whether they can play lots of requests. Most dabblers can't do that. The truth about playing by ear is that you don't just dabble in it. You understand it. You understand how to play those 24 chords, and with that strong understanding, that's where your piano playing begins. You can concentrate on fingering forever and never understand this crucial fact. You can't have songs without chords, and you can't build chords if you don't start at the beginning. Make a decision to learn the basic chords exclusively, and you'll quickly find that playing by ear means the exact same thing as playing the piano. Now, my thing was learning how to play Morning Has Broken by Cat Stevens. What's your anthem? Get a goal. Now, some natural geniuses for music just get it. They see the fascinating math and symmetry of theory and the recurring patterns of similarly fingered chords. Like 1 and 0 is to computers, the 8 notes of the scale are to the music theorists. You can get lost, a good thing, down the deep woods of the number 8. In the end, after years and years of playing, you realize that it's all 8. Now, you don't have to be Beethoven to have a revelation over the number 8. Musicology is a science of numbers open to interpretation as one sees fit. Knowing the science and playing by ear are also the same thing. Now, my ex-brother-in-law was a great guitarist at age 16, but didn't understand a thing he was doing. He didn't know the names of the chords that he was playing. And I, on the other hand, knew all the names of the chords and all the math of barring to raise the chords on the fretboard. So we talked a lot, and he learned a lot from me, and when he put order to his chaos, everything came together. Now, you know whether or not you have talent. You can either continue to dabble on or get your play-by-ear house in order and learn those chords.